Welcome back to our special Crypto in 2022, presented by Intuit TurboTax Live. The feds are cracking down on crypto. My next guest knows all about it, having spent over 25 years in top roles in regulation and enforcement. She helped prosecute some of the biggest Wall Street cases and even consulted on the Leonardo DiCaprio film, The Wolf of Wall Street. Alma Angadi is currently with the consulting firm Guidehouse, and she joins us now. Alma, great to have you here with us today. In crypto regulation, first and foremost, many people are just wondering, what's the biggest red flag that prompts an investigation?
So it depends on what kind of investigation you're talking about. If it's fraudulent crypto, and there have been a lot of scams that the SEC and others have brought where companies are saying, we're developing this cryptocurrency, this token, and there isn't one, right? It's just all a fraud. There is also the issues of using crypto for criminal proceeds. So you have the one of the biggest issues that the government's grappling with now is ransomware. Many hackers want ransomware paid in crypto. Now, because of the special mitigants, you can trace the transactions. Cryptocurrency exchanges can identify those transactions that were paid in ransomware. So it kind of depends on what you're looking at. Almost any bad thing that you can do with fiat currency, you can do with crypto. So it's going to be all of those same crimes.
And so we know the ethos that had really prompted and developed decentralized finance. How is oversight also navigating this space as well and evolving along with the space?
So that is a really good question. So the regulators typically, and I think correctly, go a little slow at the beginning of new technology advancements in financial services because they don't want to overreact and cut off financial innovation. But at the same time, once these innovations become popular, they have to worry about how they are affecting consumers. That's the fraud piece, you know, and the consumer protection piece, how they can be used for financial crime and fraud and sanctions. That's the middle piece. And how could it disrupt the global financial system or the US financial system? That's a lot of the discussion about stable coins. How could it affect the broader financial system? So that's where they are now. It's a broad acceptance of different kinds of cryptocurrencies and NFTs and DeFi and platforms. And the regulators now are trying to get a handle on how best to regulate all of those different iterations of technology on the blockchain.
Certainly. A fortuitous time for us to be having this conversation. We know President Biden is expected to sign an executive order this week. It's anticipated to require government agencies such as the Department of Treasury, State, Homeland Security, Justice as well, to study crypto and also central bank digital currencies, which has been a hot topic of contention as well. And they're going to be prompted to come up with some type of strategy in their own regulation of digital assets. So do you believe that there will be a large-scale form of crypto regulation that will come forward in 2022 versus what we've seen to this point being the piecemeal precedent that has resulted in mostly fines as of right now?
So I think the crypto ecosystem hopes there will be, because there is a lot of uncertainty in the market as to what you can, what products and services you can provide, who regulates you, and how you can control those safely. So I think they're hoping that there will be some certainty, whether it's one big new crypto agency, which would surprise me, or some sort of rules of the road among the agencies, kind of like we do with banking and money, right? The SEC regulates if you buy stock with money. The CFTC regulates if you buy derivatives with money. You know, banks are regulated by the banking regulators if they hold money for you and make loans. So, you know, it might well be something like that, but just with clearer rules of the road.
I have to hustle to my finish here, but 93% of seized assets during the 2021 IRS fiscal year, it was crypto, $3.5 billion worth. So how much in gains do people stand to lose if their filings are incorrect?
Well, I think a lot of those seizures were criminal proceeds, not IRS money owed. And so, you know, but it, because it is so traceable, and if they know your wallet address, they know you had it, kind of like your bank account records, it would be easy to tell if you're not paying taxes on that cryptocurrency gain that you made. So always a good idea to pay what you owe.
And just lastly, since you mentioned that the majority, the lion's share of it really was criminal proceeds, how advanced at this point is tracking money laundering attempts, even across NFT assets, too?
Oh, it's very advanced. There are several cryptocurrency blockchain analytics companies. There was just a report by the Chainalysis, one of the blockchain analytics companies, talking about how they could see wash trading in NFTs, just like you used to see with stock, people passing it back and forth to give the appearance of volume and increase in price. Then you sell it to someone else and you split the proceeds or make the money. So it's actually quite sophisticated. And that's a whole topic for another day. It's very interesting.
Certainly. And you mentioned that it's unlikely that we'll see some type of large kind of crypto task force necessarily that's kind of put together this year. But what would that timeline look like, especially as you mentioned that the space is clamoring for this so that there are guidelines and boundaries to know how to move forward?
Well, I think you'll see a task force. I don't think you'll see a separate whole new agency this. And I could be wrong, but it seems like that's a heavy lift to do when there are agencies that are equipped to regulate aspects of this. So I think they'll sit down, they'll figure out who needs to regulate what, and hopefully get some nice solid guidance out there to the industry so that everybody knows how to proceed safely.
Amma Angadi of Guidehouse, the consulting firm, joining us here today. Amma, we appreciate the time and thank you so much for the insights and context.